Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But we're going to go from mediocre and we're going to go straight into disappointing right now. Atlanta United, they're sitting in the 12th spot, the last spot in the Eastern Conference. These are our defending champions. New coach Frank DeBoer, they brought in some new players, and it seems like they always have opportunities, or so far this season, but they haven't been able to capitalize. One win, okay? What, three losses? It's not a good look for them right now. I got an expert on the line who's going to be able to talk to us and fill us in on their opportunities. They have another game upcoming this Saturday against the Colorado Rapids. That'll be right here on 92.9 The Game. But on the line right now, we have Tom Bogert. He is an MLS expert and a writer for MLS.com. Tom, how are you? Happy Easter to you, brother.
Happy Easter to you too, JR. Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. Thank you for taking the time to come on. So the last time we spoke and we had a chat about Atlanta United, you filled us in on the coaching changes, on the format changes. Now it seems that they've had some time to settle in. It seems that those championship league games are in the rear view. What's the issue right now, and how can they get on track?
That's a big loaded question. Going back to the last time we talked, you know, me and, you know, all the other so-called experts out there, we feel a little stupid right now. Everybody thought that Atlanta United was going to go from strength to strength and just continue their incredible form in MLS, and they've just been bad this season. It's pretty inexplicable when you look at, you know, the talent on the roster and all of the resources that Arthur Blank is putting into the team. It's just almost mind-boggling, you know?
Right. And when you look at yesterday's game against Dallas, for the most part of the game, they were tied up at one. I mean, Atlanta United, they controlled possession for about 70% of the game in the match. And then, you know, Dallas comes in and they score late. Boom. 2-1 victory. I mean, and Atlanta United, they go home with another L, and they're not able to add more points to the board. Has it been a matter of being unlucky? Or do you think that all of a sudden we'll see this, all of those shots end up going in the back of the net?
So yesterday was a positive sign for Atlanta. Obviously, the loss is bad. I wouldn't go as far as to call it unlucky, and even though a lot of the players are kind of saying that after the game, all the quotes were, we were the better team, we should have won. You know, DeBoer said specifically, if you play 30 games like this, you'll win 28. I think that's just a cop-out. Granted, they did play better, but all season the rub on them has been, sure, they have. They were leading the league, and they lead the league in possession, but they're just not doing anything with it. They're shooting their average shot. It's being taken from like 3 yards behind where they were last year, which means that they're just taking lower-value shots, and the more low-value shots you take, the less likely you are to score. So I don't know. You can look at possession numbers, but if you're passing it sideways, what does it matter? You can look at shots, but if you're taking them from 25 yards out, what does it matter?
Right. And so in your opinion, what does that say about Frank DeBoer and his offense and his attacking style versus what the team was used to last year when they won the title with Martino?
So last year they absolutely took teams to the woodshed in transition. That's where they were absolutely unstoppable, to the point where teams were just sitting back because they didn't want to give the space to Joseph Martinez, to Tito Villalba, to Miguel Almiron, and Ezequiel Barco. This year, Frank DeBoer, his whole philosophy is possession and death by 1,000 passes, but they just haven't been that good at it. And granted, it's a big, you know, philosophical shift from what they did last year. So, you know, I think he deserves time. But another thing is that DeBoer, he spent, as he's on the record saying something to the effect of 80% of preseason was spent on defensive structure, defensive movements, defensive identity. So all the while, they kind of forgot a little bit about what makes him so great and what makes him so loved is, you know, how great that attack was.
We got Tom Bogert on the line, MLS.com writer, MLS expert. When you look at where we are in the course of the season. We have plenty of games left, plenty of room left for Atlanta United to get back in a groove of things. Sitting in that last spot of the Eastern Conference with only 5 points, what do you think the odds are that, they get on that streak, that they get on that run and get right back into contention?
Yeah, so as you know, I'm a New York guy, so I'm sitting here, I'm wearing a New York Knicks shirt. So just understand, it can always get worse. And when you think it's going pretty bad, not that bad. Atlanta, I couldn't possibly imagine a scenario in which they miss the playoffs. They have just so much talent, and that brute value of the team, you can stumble to wins like that. And they're pretty much not going to win the Supporters Shield right now. They're already 14 points behind LA, but that's fine. As long as they start picking up points rather, and get above the playoff line, they're going to be fine. The Eastern Conference this year is pretty soft, all things considered. The way that, probably partly because of Atlanta, have looked so much worse than they did last year. The Red Bulls have looked so much worse than they did last year. Same thing with New York City FC. I mean, it's wide open.
So, I mean, we have a lot of folks who are attending the games and tailgating and heading on inside. They sit through a game like yesterday, where you see Barco go out there. Martinez is only one to score a goal, and then Barco seems that he has plenty of opportunities that just to hit off the bar. It's frustrating. It's infuriating. A lot of fans can't understand why the team can't go out and score. And Frank DeBoer was actually here on air in the studio at 92.9 The Game earlier this week, and he kind of said, the honeymoon process of me with the players is pretty much over. They're not necessarily always happy with me. I'm not always happy with them. How important is that chemistry that the players are able to execute his plan? Or do they agree that it's the right one?
It doesn't really matter if they agree or not, as long as, they're professional enough to go out and try, which they are. I think it'd be way too early to start any of those questions about, has he lost the locker room or whatever. And again, as I said before, sometimes this takes a little time. Unfortunately for DeBoer, the last two jobs he had, they didn't give him any time. In Italy, he lasted 85 days before they pulled the plug. In England, he lasted 4 games. They gave him 4 league games and they fired him. So I think that he's a brilliant soccer mind. And as long as he has time, you got to assume he's going to figure it out. That combined with the money that Arthur Blank is putting in the team. So, I don't know. I guess you just assume that everything's going to turn out right, but it's not looking great at the moment.
So give me your opinion on what the rest of the season looks like for Atlanta United, Tom.
So they had a good development yesterday with the chances they created and the fact that DeBoer decided to change up the formation again, and he played with 4 in the back instead of 5. This team is so much better suited to play a 4-2-3-1, which is what they played yesterday. Once they are able to get Barco and Villalba on the wings, PT Martinez underneath Joseph Martinez, they're going to be fine. Again, regardless of if you or me are coaching the team, that team's going to pick up wins just because of those 4 players. Hopefully that everything that DeBoer has been working to institute since, January and February, really starts to take root and they look as good as they could and should.
We got Tom Bogert on the line, MLS.com writer, MLS expert. Tom, where can people keep up with you throughout the course of the season?
You can just check out my stuff on MLSsoccer.com and, follow me on Twitter for some bad takes and bad jokes.
What is your Twitter? Go ahead, give it out.
@ Tom Bogert.
Tom, appreciate the time. Thank you for hopping in real quick to talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.